Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional. Welcome to this podcast. It's good that you are listening. We are glad to have you this hour listening to us. Before we begin, don't forget that Health Podcast Ghana is available for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Just search Health Podcast Ghana and you will find us. You will find clear episodes on malaria, high blood pressure, diabetes, meningitis, and many more in English, Kukumba, Dagbani, and Uchi. Today, we are hearing from Francis Kweku Owusu, Senior Manager at Karega Municipal Hospital. Mr. Francis, you are welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Hafiz.
Please, today, what is our subject?
We'll talk about poliomyelitis.
Poliomyelitis.
At that jurisdiction, they call it infantile paralysis.
Okay.
Yes.
What does that mean? I mean, poliomyelitis or infantile, whatever.
Yes, poliomyelitis is a disease which is caused by a virus called poliovirus. When it's attacked, it normally affects the lower limbs or the lower legs. The person's leg become paralyzed. He's not able to walk. So sometimes it can be the person disabled, you know, difficulty in walking. Some become crippled for life, you know. Some of them too, not crippled, but one of the leg will be incapacitated. So they are not able to walk well, so they have to use crutches or with assistance, you know, because the poliovirus has affected that part of the leg. Sometimes, like I said earlier, both legs can be affected. Sometimes half of the body, sometimes the upper limbs are also involved, you know. Sometimes too, it kills the person because of the level of the infection or the complications, you know. So that's what poliomyelitis or infantile paralysis is about. And it's infantile because it is common among the children. After when you are aged, it's difficult for the virus to get to you because of your immune system and how robust your system has become. But when you are young and the virus gets into you, then you get a lot of complications. And then you have what we see on the streets, cripples, begging here and there. Some of them are disabled and all that. Some also die if it's severe. Yes, that's poliomyelitis or infantile paralysis.
Oh, okay. So that means the risk is more on the children.
Yes, please.
Obviously. And so, like, what are the signs at the point you can see that this is it?
Yes, well, but some may not even show signs at all. You know, they go through it without any signs at all. So they are very fortunate. Are there two so small or slight signs like sore throat, coughing, fever, few temperature here and there, and it doesn't progress anymore, and then it's aborted. Some too will go beyond that, and then it affects some portion of the brain. That is where now the walking become difficult. Either one leg or both legs and some of the upper part of the body is also affected. And some also don't survive at all, because it becomes so severe, it affects the breathing. You know, the nerve that supply the nerves to the breathing system, you know, the diaphragm, become paralyzed, and then the person cannot breathe, and then they die. They die young. You know, so that's how polio manifests. Either you don't get it, you get the contact either through orofecal. Orofecal means that from toilet to mouth or mouth to mouth, which means that the infected person go to toilet and the toilet is not well kept well. So one of the places where polio is in sanitary areas, areas where sanitation is very bad, indiscriminate, you know, defecating, you see, or open defecating. So they defecate and then the virus move from the toilet or the fecal matter into the man. And when the man gets it, the man can also give it to his or her neighbor. So from the toilet to mouth and then mouth to mouth, you know. So it's common among areas where sanitation is not proper. You know, yeah, so you see that the person gets it and then the manifestation starts. That is where they get the poliovirus from and then the complications if The person is not fortunate. It goes to a level where the person cannot walk again, or they die. That is if it's severe. You know, yeah.
Yeah, so these are the complications.
Yes.
Okay. So, exactly what should one do to avoid this?
I think the main point to avoid polio is vaccination. Just the vaccine. Every child born in the world must be taken to the hospital for the vaccine postnatal. After you are giving birth, you take the baby to weighing or postnatal care clinic where the baby is given injections. And one of the injections or the vaccine given is the polio vaccine. Some give it in the mouth. They drop at least one or two drops on the mouth. The baby take it and the baby's immune system is built against that virus, that sickness. So it's the mainstay of prevention. But once you are not immunized and you get in contact with the virus and you are infected and you are not fortunate, then the virus go through its normal processes in you. Then it can land you into becoming a cripple, excuse my language, or lower leg paralysis. And then if it's severe, like I said, you die. You don't survive it. Yes.
Okay. So the best way to avoid the complication is to early detection, right?
To avoid it is the vaccination. If the baby is vaccinated, he is secured.
Okay.
But if he's not vaccinated, then he can get infected.
Okay.
So the best way to prevent and to avoid poliomyelitis is the vaccination at the infantile stage. When he's born, he's taken to the postnatal clinic for the midwives or the nurses there to vaccinate the child. Uh-huh. Otherwise, once we're infected, we don't know how it's going to go. Either it can be aborted on the way, or some mild symptoms, or you can get a full-blown poliomyelitis with a paralysis. Yes.
So is there anything else you would like to add besides all that you've said?
Yes, I think the main key is the vaccination. Unfortunately, some religious bodies don't accept vaccinations to their children. You know, which in a way, I think that they are also doing a disservice to their own children, because some of these infections or diseases, the only way to avoid it is the vaccines or the inoculations or the immunization. So if you belong to a certain group of religious bodies and then you don't accept the vaccination, then you are saying that your child should get exposed to the sickness and kill the child or make the child paralyzed, you know. So for me, I think that some of these people should really look at some of these teachings in their faith, so that they will allow this innocent, because you see, the decision you are taking, you are the adult and the baby is innocent, and you are taking a decision on behalf of the child. Just because of your religious background, you deny the child of this vaccine, so the child is not given the immunization, and the child gets in contact with this virus, the child will get paralyzed. You see, and once the child gets paralyzed, there's no way you can help the child. So for me, I think my take home talk or my take home caution for all the mothers is that they should do well, irrespective of where the child is born. Take the child to the postnatal clinic for the child to be immunized. You see, so that the child can be helped. And then if the child is not immunized and you see that the child's limbs are becoming weaker, there's some sore throats, some runny nose, some mild fever, and all these things, you quickly go to the hospital so that some samples can be taken and rule out whether it's polio or not. You know, because if it is also seen early through your timely intervention, the child may be helped so that the disease doesn't progress from where it is to a level where the child will be paralyzed permanently. You know, so it is something that it is really on my heart, that children born in everywhere in the world, they are innocent. They can't take decisions on their own. So the parents are taking decisions on behalf of these children. They should make sure they take the right decisions so that our children don't get their paralysis, or they're going to become crippled or disabled in the future.
Thank you again, Mr. Francis, for your time and such an in-depth knowledge you have been sharing with us. We also thank listeners for such a time also with you. Like we always say, Health Podcast Ghana is where you can get details and right information about health subjects. Don't forget that more episodes on these health topics are available on your favorite podcast app in the different languages, and also you can find it to listen for free in English, Dagbani, Kukumba, and also in Chi. Until we meet again another time, it is bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.